Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Thanks for joining us today. Today is the first podcast in a series that I've created on how to expand your sales team. Maybe you're hiring your first salesperson ever, or maybe you've made a decision to expand your current team. Regardless, this podcast series will be informative and profitable for you. But let's start one step before the beginning. You see, most sales leaders that I work with think, great, I'm going to hire a sales team. And so they rush to put an ad in the paper or on LinkedIn, or they tell all of their friends and family and colleagues and start interviewing reps right away. And in fact, that's not the first thing you need to do. There are six steps that you must take before you even start to advertise for a sales team. And here they are. First, you have to make sure that you know what leads and clients will be assigned to this sales rep. If you have a current sales team and current territories, you have to make sure that you carve up those territories, carve up those leads fairly, so when the new person starts, they have a patch to work. You don't want them to start and have nothing to do, no leads to call. You also don't want them to start and to create territory fighting because the current reps that you have didn't know that they were going to have to pass off leads to the new reps. So make sure you firm up the territory plan, named account plan, the leads plan, and communicate this to your current team. Number two, make sure a compensation plan is in place. The best reps that you interview will ask you what the compensation plan is. And if you say, I don't know, or you stare at them blankly, then they won't stay engaged. The best reps are driven by the compensation plan. They want to know how they're going to get paid, and they want to know what their chances of success are. So while you're putting this comp plan together, or while you're finalizing a comp plan that already exists, make sure you have examples of what a first, second, and third year sales rep will accomplish. Use metrics on your own team to show whether 50% or 80% of the team hits target so that they can start to understand how much they'll make in their first, second, and third year. Number three, create some leading indicators for success. Everybody listening to this podcast has a different length of sales cycle. Some of you have sales cycles that are 1 or 2 years long. Some of you have sales cycles that are 30 days long. Regardless, the first few days or the first few weeks of this new rep are not going to be productive. They're not going to start making sales on their first day. And this often frustrates sales leaders. Although you know it to be true, logically, emotionally, you think, why are they not producing any sales? So have leading indicators. What I mean by that is show the reps how many calls they need to make or how many opportunities they need to create. For example, I have a client right now who's hiring their second sales rep. The first rep was not very successful at all. And so what we did for this rep is we created a bonus program that rewarded qualified leads in the company's sweet spot, first meetings and proposals, meetings with the sales manager, and rewarded them for the activities that we know are going to lead to sales eventually. That helps to motivate the sales rep, but it also gives you some objective and measurable key performance indicators so that you can gauge future success. Number four, make sure you document the behaviors required for this job before you start interviewing. That way, you won't get wowed by a sales rep who looks great, who interviews great, but isn't the right fit for your business. And I see this all the time. It's important that in an unemotional, objective way, you list the behaviors that are required to sell your products. If you have a really short sales cycle, every 30 days, the reps are expected to create new business, you might be wowed in an interview by someone who has had huge success nurturing long-term clients and long-term sales cycles. And it would be easy to get caught up in their success and hire them for your business. But the fit is completely wrong. You need someone who can turn sales quickly. So create those behaviors, let everybody in the interview process know what they are, and judge the candidates objectively. Number five, prepare for success. I can't tell you how many times a sales manager that I've worked with has gone out to hire a new sales rep, met someone that they love right away, and had them start in 2 weeks, and that's not enough time for them to get a computer, a desk, the licenses for their CRM, a phone in place, and the sales rep starts with nothing to do. No desk to sit at, no computer to use. Before you start interviewing, make sure that you have all the technology and tools in place just in case the right person walks in the door right away and can start immediately. And lastly, prepare a letter of offer. You want to make sure, again, that if somebody shows up quickly that is the right fit, that you can offer them a job quickly. You don't want to have an interview process where everybody loves the candidate and then it takes weeks and weeks to get a letter through legal or weeks and weeks to get a letter created, because let's face it, the best candidates get snapped up quickly. So follow these six steps, put all of the right components in place before you start interviewing, and your interview process will go more smoothly and you will be more successful.
You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.